to me, Grandpa. I'm quite sure that it has been of no use to me. No use, said the old gentleman, smiling. Why, did it not save you from tumbling into the ditch? Here Alfred looked rather foolish, while his grandfather went on. It is not a very long time, Alfred, since you are praising your nettle soup. The soup was made of the tender tops of young nettles, and I dare say you remember it very well. Oh, yes, said Mary. It was old Martha Smith who told my mother to give it to us. She said it would do us a power of good. I'm glad you remember it, but let us look at the nettle a little nearer. Just then a bee alighted on one of the nettle flowers. Do you think that bee, if he could speak, would say that the nettle was of no use? See, he is gathering honey from it, and perhaps finds it as useful as the blooming rose. The old gentleman then sat down on the bank, and having his gloves on, he turned over some of the nettle leaves. Look here, said he. Here is the insect called the ladybird, with its red back spotted with black. I dare say this ladybird finds the nettle of some use, or it would not take shelter under its leaves. Then again, here is a spider that has woven his web from one leaf to another. No doubt the spider finds the nettle of some use too. So that the bee, the ladybird, and the spider are all against you.